Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Damian Patton, who is the founder and owner of FindAnyFloor.com. Damian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, definitely good to see you. I've actually been wanting to talk to you, and you've been all over the country pursuing a whole lot of different things. Let's talk first, people who don't know Find Any Floor. It is a website that was created about 2 years ago, and you had tremendous success with it because you really do understand about search engine optimization and how to maximize your organic recall in a search. You built this site, I think, to be the go-to site for consumers to go find information about flooring. The traffic that goes to findanyfloor.com is probably fourth or fifth when you talk about all of the different flooring websites, right?
Yeah, that's right, Kemp. I mean, the reason I created it was you have the old world and new world, the new world being technology and where we're at today, the old world being the flooring industry. And I was in the flooring industry, as you know, as an owner of a very successful import, export, and manufacturing business. And I wanted to see how we could attract customers online. And so I built Find Any Floor for that reason and optimized it, as you said. And I studied optimization from some of the best people, including former employees from Google and Facebook, et cetera, and use those techniques in Find Any Floor. And in our first year, we had 5 million visitors in the United States come to the site.
And the reason I know about it is you use Floor Daily's interviews and news information, so we're kind of linked together there. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is there's a lot of people out there, whether they be retailers, flooring contractors, manufacturers, they all want to improve their efficiency when it comes to a search engine search, whether it be Google or Bing or whoever it is. When they type in a phrase, they want to be on the front page, near the top on the organic recall. What advice can you give any of these entities around how to optimize that performance?
Well, the first thing I tell everybody is there's no silver bullet. I wish it was just as easy as anyone could give a little money or talk to one person and they could get to the top of the rankings for anything. But that's just not the case anymore. Every day it gets harder and harder to get to the top of the rankings, and that's because the search engines get a lot smarter. So today the biggest thing we're seeing and the thing we're going to see over the next year is how social media actually is playing in the organic rankings. And that means the amount of Facebook and Twitter links that you're getting from your customers as well as internally that you're pushing out to people out on the internet is going to affect your organic rankings. And so it used to be just put as many keywords as you can on your webpage that are relevant. Let the search engine crawl that, and then you would somewhere to the top. Over the last couple of years, though, they've gotten much smarter, and actually just putting a lot of keywords on your webpage not only does it not help you, it actually hurts you quite a bit. So today, I think most people, especially from B2C as well as B2B, do need to focus on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and even LinkedIn. LinkedIn is very powerful from a B2B standpoint. They're now at about 80 million users, and every day business is being transacted over the internet via LinkedIn. Facebook and Twitter, they're more of a B2C play. If you look at what Facebook and Bing has done lately, is now Bing is taking into account Facebook rankings. And if you've looked at what Twitter has done lately with Google, is now when you go to search for something in Google, you see live Twitter results. This should tell you right off the bat that Google and Bing are taking social media very seriously, and these are going to affect everybody's organic rankings.
Well, you know, people who listen to these interviews probably know pretty well that I've been a little bit of a skeptic around using Facebook to grow your business. I mean, when you start thinking about it, it is called social media. Even a guy like me, you can persuade me. And what I'm finding out by listening to you and some other people is that if you are a business that is attracting a consumer, you can use Facebook to raise your visibility. And I was talking to Michael Cheek, who works for Mohawk, and he was suggesting that when you look at the base out there of, let's take a housewife for a second. She's got basically 130 friends on average, and when she has a new floor put in, if she will say something positive about that experience, then she can amplify to a very large base, because if she's got 130 friends who have 130 friends, you know, a very large base of people can see very quickly that she's happy. And this can help a retailer to grow their base, especially in this economy. So I guess there is some truth to this, right?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, what Michael Cheek said is absolutely correct. Also look at it from another way. When someone is going to now look for flooring, they ask a friend, they ask a family member. And your Generation Y and your newer generations, they're asking their friends and family members on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. They're not doing it on the phone anymore. They're not doing it in person. They use social media as one of the biggest communication mediums of their life. And that includes looking for things like flooring. And so for retailers and manufacturers of flooring to continue to grow with your future generations, it's going to have to be the mediums that they connect in communication, which is social media.
So it's not just for the millennials and the Gen Ys. This is actually for most anybody in the business now, right?
I agree. It's for everybody in the business. I think that in the next 5 to 10 years, especially if any business in the United States has not made social media a major part of their life, they're going to be missing out on those generations as well as the generations before them. Because even now, I mean, my mom, who's 65 years old, and my grandparents, they're all on social media because it's a way for them to keep up with their family. Now, I'm not saying and suggesting that they're finding all of their suggestions and advice for the next flooring or other types of purchases online, but I can tell you that people of my generation and the generations after me are definitely getting advice from their friends and family, as well as from strangers online. It's funny how this has evolved, and when people make a comment on Facebook or on Twitter about how they like an item, such as their new flooring in their house, people are willing to trust that opinion, even though it's from a perfect stranger, over the actual retailer themselves and all the advertising they could possibly do on TV, billboards, etc. That one voice on the internet through one of those social medias becomes a trusted voice.
All right, let's say you have a limited amount of time. You're a mom and pop retailer. You're doing $1.5 million in business. And you start thinking about how should I allocate my time toward this, what we're calling a technology tool to bring in new customers. The first priority probably is to have a nice website. And then after that, that's when you start spending a little bit of time bringing traffic to that website through social media. Are those priorities in order?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, first, you got to have a website. You got to be online, and you have to make it clean. People don't want a busy, cluttered website. It has to look professional. So if you can't afford a professional site, then make the site smaller and put the money into a couple of nice pages. It's all about funneling those customers in to contact you, whether it's through email or phone or through social media. And then spend a little bit of time on social media sites like Facebook or Twitter. But because they can be time exhaustive, and if you can't afford to hire people to do those, then don't worry about it. Maybe focus just on one. But choose that one and try to make it a point to update it as regularly as you can. But don't exhaust yourself with trying to keep up with all the new hype about this social media or about this type of search engine optimization, because at the end of the day, you'll spread yourself too thin, and then you do yourself no good at all. And in fact, you could probably do your site and your business a little harm only because you're focused on things and you're scattered a little too much and not focused on your business.
Okay, Damien, just again to kind of establish you as a credible source real quick, your success with finding a floor was so good that you actually caught the attention of some of the biggest minds in this whole internet technology world, and you're actually expanding your focus. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Kim, for saying that. Finding Floor has been very successful, and that did bring a lot of attention my way from people in the social media industry as well as just the web and internet industry. And also, I had done a couple of engineering contests in the last year after I finished my executive program at MIT, and I won both those contests, one being the Google Hack Fest. And those kind of propelled me into new directions. And right now I am working in the mobile sector and building location-based technology that allows people to communicate and build a social graph at any location that they're at. And so a lot of exciting things to come, both for Find Any Floor and myself with these new directions. And I'm thrilled about it.
Okay, great. Damien, appreciate you being with us. Been talking to Damien Patton, a subject matter expert in all things online, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.